Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, thank you for joining us tonight, okay, on The Elementary of Tarot, Exploring the Major Arcana, Part 6, okay? Six parts so far, okay? I am your host, Tarouk Bashaw, and I am accompanied by my two lovely co-hosts, Aluna Odette.
Good evening, everyone.
And Rowan Nix.
Good evening.
Like always, you guys can follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook, all at Triple Chalice Tarot, where you can find our endless archives of Akashic Record knowledge pertaining to the tarot and everything mystical and occult and magical and everything else, okay? So let's get it started, and we will begin tonight with the Temperance card, okay? Now, when we look at this card is about balance. This card is about moderation, okay? It's about maintaining a middle ground, not going through extremes, okay? It's about tranquility and ease. It's kind of like that middle path of the yin and the yang, okay? This card, I especially like my deck, which is the African deck, the African-American deck, where you see this man, this elderly man, and, you know, he's wearing a cloak and he's walking down this path, and from the back, you know, he looks like this old man who can be easily mugged, easily attacked, but what the person from behind wouldn't see is that he's carrying a knife, so he's protecting himself. So it's that balance, okay, of, you know, I don't want to say good and evil, but that yin and yang, that, you know, I'm a good person, but don't push me, you know. It's that energy of the temperance that I love, that I feel like, you know, people are lacking these days. These days we are a culture of extremes. We don't have a middle ground when it comes to a lot of things, okay? So now I want to start with Aluna. When you look at the symbology of this temperance, because it is a lot different than my, you know, the right of way is a lot different than my African deck. We see this angelic figure here holding two chalices, you know, and it's a very magical, spiritual-looking image. Now, Aluna, what do you see when it comes to the symbology of the temperance card?
Okay, so to stem off of you using your deck, the deck that I use is the Steampunk Tarot, and it's very much inspired by the Rider-Waite. So we do have the angel here. And what's interesting to know about this angel in particular is that you talk about that middle ground. So it's also a middle ground for genders or the gender of the angel, because it's very neutral. It's a middle ground in that the angel has one foot placed within the water and another foot placed within the earth, symbolizing the balance and duality of having your foot firmly placed in reality, yet having access to the deep recesses of your subconscious, which is, like you said, is very important, because in gauging and having a deeper intuitive connection with your subconscious, you can avoid those extremes, or you can notice those imbalances when they erupt within yourself. And that way we can all sort of police ourselves instead of having this hierarchy structure that's needed to be placed, you know, to be in place to keep us all in check. So what's also interesting to note is the grand red wings, okay, that's often depicted in this card with the angel, and that red symbolizing power, victory, justice, a sense of primal force. So it's like you said, in reference to your temperance card, yes, this is an angelic figure, but one that wields such power that can be destructive, okay, that can be, you know, a healing and a blessing as well as, you know, a catastrophe. So the duality is a very important message in this card, and keeping that duality in balance is the meaning, is what I see. So, yeah.
That was wonderfully said. Rowan, now what about you? What do you see with the symbology and basically the upright position together? Like, what do you see when it comes to temperance?
Well, I tend to go by the traditional Rider-Waite deck and also by my first chart, which is Pacific Tarot. And it is of, you know, an angelic being pouring the water out of a gold cup into a silver cup, which presents masculine being poured into feminine. This card is all about dualities. You have the angel, which is a human figure with wings, standing with one foot on earth, one foot in water. So it's an overview of the elements. It's this creature coming from the heavens and descending onto earth. It's the male gold cup being poured into the female silver cup. And in the Mythic Tarot, there's a rainbow-like aura around the angelic figure, which talks about harmony. This is sort of like position to the Justice card, which is more about logic and life and reasoning. This is more emotions based. This is making sure that your emotions are taken care of in relation to your physical needs as well. Most of the time, if somebody gets this card brought up, it's because they're going through a period in their life of harmony, of contentment. They feel like they belong somewhere. Everything is kind of going the way that it should, and everything is in its place. There's a higher order to this card, as denoted by the angel. There's a grander design in place that you're sort of feeling a part of. It's that sense of nirvana that the Buddhists talk about, for sure.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Okay, now when it comes to the reversed aspect of the temperance card, you know, this is a card about being out of balance, you know, having conflict, energies not being aligned, you know, your chakras being reversed or, you know, inside out, backwards, a lot of negativity, a lot of fighting, just conflict everywhere. Nothing is right. Everything is out of balance. Everything is falling apart. It's like a bad luck streak where you just don't know what's going to happen next, you know. It's like, what else is going to pop up, you know. So I feel like with the reversal of temperance, I kind of feel like this person would need some type of, like, spiritual cleansing, you know, and realignment and readjustment when it comes to everything, you know. I guess I could start with Aluna. What do you see when it comes to the reversal of the temperance?
Well, cleansing definitely comes to mind because we're seeing a huge imbalance here. And to go off what Rowan said about the difference between the justice being more logic-based and temperance being more emotional and spiritually based, you know, this is a huge message or a huge wake-up call to whoever this reading is for, that they need to, the problems, that the bad luck, the issues, the drama that's arising around them is all due to their own thought process, their own imbalance of keeping that little nitpicking voice under control, keeping that little sticky finger under control, keeping that lust factor under control. You know, these inner energies, okay, that sort of drive us and polarize our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts, you know, these things are getting out of hand. And it's out of an angelic, it's out of a harmonious placement and a bit more chaotic is what I see in the reversal. So, yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Rowan, what about you? What do you see when it comes to the reversal?
I definitely like what Aluna had to say about, you know, the spiritual aspects needing to be lined up with the physical aspects. But I think this card also applies even if you delve too deeply in the spiritual. In the case of, you know, to bounce off one of our earlier shows, in the case of, let's say, like, ceremonial magician, that they've been too many energies, they've been doing too many rituals, and they're depleting their physical cells. So this also talks about living too much in fantasy, living too much in the spiritual aspect, and neglecting your body, because creatures of Earth is. So, and again, the Temperance card is all about balance. It's all about keeping everything in alignment and in order, and making sure that it's for the highest ideals for yourself, because it's very easy to get caught either the mundane world of the day-to-day and the this and that and neglect the spiritual, and to also get too caught up in the spiritual and forget that the mundane world is where you find enlightenment. You know,
definitely,
that's where
that
intersects with us. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're bringing up the spiritual
tonight.
You know, when you brought up the spiritual realm, it reminded me of the hermit card. Now, do you think that one can be in the hermit aspect of oneself and get lost and be out of balance when it comes to temperance?
Yes. Oh, yes, most definitely. Because you don't have any new incoming information. You're not experiencing anything. In the case of, like, artists, let's say, you may go through a period of blockage where you don't know what the hell to do. You don't have any inspiration coming in. So you have to go out. You have to live a little. You have to party, but you also have to study as well. You know, you need both sides of the coin. You can't be all party. You can't all study, because then you lose out on the grand scheme of it, which is what the temperance card indicates, the higher order.
And you can't be all spiritual, you know. There's a spiritual part to the physical, you know, like walking through the forest, smelling the roses, you know, picking up herbs and creating concoctions. You know, those are physical, worldly things that have a spiritual connotation to it. So you can't lose yourself in the mind and, you know, go so far away when there are things here on earth that one must do that also connects to the spiritual. So definitely I agree with that a lot. Okay, now moving on to the next card, which is the Devil card. Now this card honestly is one of the most misunderstood cards being looked at initially with the imagery and things of that nature. Now when we look at the Devil card, this is a card about sexuality. Okay, this is a card about seduction, somebody who is very seductive, somebody who's very magnetic, somebody, you know, it talks about passion, having a passionate spirit. You know, so this is a very sexual card, a very earthly card, you know, and it's also about bondage and addiction. You know, it's a physical thing, being trapped and a prisoner, but a willing prisoner to addiction and the physical, the sexual, the earth, you know, those realms. So, Aluna, I want to start with you. Tell me about the symbology of this card.
I first want to touch on just how, like you said, how feared this card is. You know, people hear the devil or death, and they're just like, oh, my gosh, like, no. You know,
they're not handling it.
They're not handling it well. So usually for another person's sake, I'm kind of like, oh, I hope, especially for a first-time reader or a person getting a reading for the first time, I'm usually like, okay, devil card, maybe not this time. But if it comes up, all cards within the tarot have a grand lesson to them, and with this, it's also applied. Now, I like what you touched on about the sexuality, the temptation, and we think back to the first mention of the devil in, you know, history, and it was seducing Eve to take from the tree, to take a risk on a wild side, to do something out of that norm, and in that, and within the devil card comes the risk, okay? Yes, you have your fun. Yes, you have your thrill. Yes, you have your thrill. But there's a risk that you can be caught up and chained, because in the Rider-Waite depiction, we see two people, a man and a woman, and they have been chained to the pedestal in which the creature sits. And we see that the man and a woman are starting to metamorphosize, and they themselves are becoming little demons, okay? So of all the time, the longest time that they've been a part of this, engaging in this, they become of it, and it's starting to cloud their judgment. They are naked. So it's like all intellectual or rationality is lost. They're just so lost in the lust of it. And they're trapped. This card is about entrapment. So definitely is what I see.
You know, it reminds me of like a creature or something that adapts and evolves to the situation or environment that it's in, you know. It's kind of like I spoke to you a long time ago. You told me about this lizard that, you know, a long time ago, you know, he was a regular lizard, and he went to the cave and evolved to become blind and you know, radar and just everything of living with no life. So these two, you know, Adam and Eve looking figures, they have been in the devil's entrapment and in that world for so long that they have began to grow horns and tails to resemble the lifestyle that they're living.
Absolutely.
So that is very interesting. Yeah. Okay, so Rowan, what about you? What do you see with the symbology and also the upright position of the card?
Well, I also want to point out that this is the card for Capricorn. So this card definitely has a lot of heavy, earthy energies. Capricorns can be very, almost too realistic at times. And in relation to the Devil card, I want to say that this is, beyond just being like a tempestuous, you know, very sexual card, this is all of your desires manifested. So whether that's, you know, a desire for freedom or a desire for love or a desire for sex or a desire for this or that, this is your dream come true, and it's too good to be true. Whenever this card comes up in a spread for me or for others, it's always denoting a time where it seems like it's a really great situation or a really great relationship or a really great job, but it's not. It's actually sucking away at your soul, which is, again, in relation to the Devil. And that's why, you know, they use this in Rider-Waite, is because it is such an iconic figure of, you know, lustfulness and wantonness, et cetera, and everybody fears it in such a way. And it's about how our desires can overcome us. That which we give power in turn becomes powerful, like the Baphomet statue, like, you know, the ram figure in ancient time that, you know, they worshipped as an idol, and it turned on them, if you're familiar with the Bible.
Wow.
And that's definitely the story that's going on in this card.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, definitely. Now, when we look at the reversal of the Devil card, you know, this card reverse symbolizes the person waking out of that trance. You know, they realize that they're trapped and they want to get out of this unhealthy situation. They want to get out of this unhealthy relationship, unhealthy work environment. You know, it could be with drugs. It could be with all types of addictions. It's finally saying, I want out. I want to get out of this. I want to fix my life. I want to clean myself. I want to be free from these chains. And I'm ready. I'm ready to move on and get my life together. You know, you know, whether that be finding something better, realizing your self-worth and leaving the relationship, you know, it could be changing your diet, you know, a food addiction, any type of addiction, finally waking up and realizing that you have to, you know, do better. So, Aluna, what about you? What do you see with the reversal of the Devil?
Well, definitely, like you said, this is a card that reinforces detachment. Okay, you are detaching yourself from whatever mundane pleasure, like to go off what Rowan said, you know, you find yourself in this fantasy world where all of your dreams are fulfilled. Well, guess what? Everything comes with a bit of a price, whether you're paying it right now or where you're paying it later. So when you get caught up in the clubbing scene, or you get caught up in, you know, having different sexual partners, having different relationships, having different, you know, thing, you get lost in it. And after a while, if it's unhealthy for you and it's too mundane, that you yourself will not engage in a spiritual growth from this, which we're going to see that spiritual shattering or that transformation energy happening in the next card we review, but not to jump ahead. You know, this card is, like you said, realizing that, hey, like, this is stressing me out. This is making me depressed. I'm losing my money. I'm losing my family. I'm losing my health. I have to make a change. I have to do something differently. But it is only the realizing step. And a lot of times, a lot of us can realize we're in a bad situation but not do anything to change that situation because we become helpless. The bonds that are around our neck, in the Devil card, okay, like the Adam and Eve figure, they're tight, you know, and a lot of times we were in there for so long that the chains have sort of become a part of us in a way. It's harder to break away the longer that you're involved. So that's definitely what I see with the reversal, moving away.
Okay, Rowan, what about you?
I think Aluna pretty much said it pretty succinctly.
Hello?
I couldn't really add any.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Well,
okay.
Yes. Well, we can move on to the Tower card. Now, this Tower card, when you know, this card, it symbolizes the end of a cycle. The Tower card symbolizes drastic change. It symbolizes new values. Symbolizes psychological growth. You know, giving up old habits. You know, Aluna, when you look at the symbology of this card and the upright position, what do you see?
Well, like I was going off from the devil card, you know, in reversal, once you realize that transformation is needed, you send out a frequency to the universe, like I'm stressed in this, I really want to change, and you're just constantly thinking that, you know, revolving your life around that. You're looking at situations in which would make you happier, healthier, fulfilled, and your spirit is like communicating via the universe, like, okay, we need this, we need to get out of this, we need to get out of this. So without your knowing and without your doing and whether you're ready for it or not, the universe comes and just, bam, smacks that tower down. And that's what we're seeing happening here within the tower card. The depiction is normally displayed of a giant tower being built up from the ground, and that concrete is representing our ideals, what we've sort of fortified, the beliefs, the walls that we built to protect ourselves. And though we feel safe and stable in this tower, it's just a tower. It's not roaming. It's not moving. So it's not allowing us expansion. We're just stuck up in the highest reaches, ever ascending higher, but not really gaining any sort of movement. You know, it's just very stasis, placid. And the lightning bolt coming to hit is the universe actively giving us that shift, giving us that push, giving us that change, that will, like, we have no choice but to get up and pick up the pieces from that. We have no choice but to acknowledge that the change has happened. And it's usually very dramatic. So that's what I see with the right position.
Oh, okay. Roland, what about you?
I also want to say that that lightning bolt definitely does represent very sudden change. I want to reiterate that this card is what you don't see coming. This can be the car accident that somehow manages to improve your life. This can be the car accident that damages you. It can really go either way. This can be meeting the love of your life, and it can also be meeting the love of your life when in a relationship or something. So it's a very neutral card in that way. It is a more chaotic card, but it represents the catharsis that comes with change. It represents the changing over from one ideal to the next, etc. And really breaking down the delusions that we kind of build up in the material world. Like Aluna was saying, you know, the tower, it represents all of the worldly knowledge that we think we have. And sometimes life just has a way of throwing that thunderbolt and you don't know shit of what you thought you knew. So it's good to be reminded that we can still be surprised, you know, and it's not always a bad
Absolutely.
Surprise.
Definitely, definitely. Now, when we look at the reversal, you know, this card is about being afraid of the change, being afraid of the transformation, you know, being afraid that this is going to cause even more, you know, more destruction, more pain, and you don't want it. You know, you're resisting it. So, Aluna, tell me, what do you see with the reversal of the tower?
Okay, on my own sort of personal interpretation of this card being reversed, just of what it represents being upright, I would say, like you said, you're resisting that change, and it's even after the change has sort of so dramatically happened to you. So, for example, you've been dumped, and you just can't fathom to yourself why he dumped you. You're doing everything you can to make it better, you know, but this other person, they've moved on. They told you they don't have the same feelings for you anymore. They've moved on to another partner. You see them posting pictures on their social media happily ever after with this other person, and you're still there trying to put back together that tower that you and that other person lived in when it's no longer, it's destroyed. You know, the foundation is no longer there, and you just can't seem to receive that it's time for you to move on and follow your own path. It's time for you to, you know, you can't build that tower anymore, but maybe move on and move into something else, move into a better situation. So that's what I see. Like, you're resistant to it. You're just not having it.
Definitely. Rowan, what
Very
about you?
So.
What do you see?
In the negative aspect, I definitely see that somebody is caught up in that change, that somebody it's just in the thick of it. You know, you might be going through a foreclosure or losing your job or going through a depression. You know, this is when the card is really a dark, dark card, because this can represent some very dark times for people. This can represent, you know, maybe suicide or something really horrible that way. that, you know, you just want to end it all. You have this whole, like, nihilistic preconception of how you think that life is going to go. Oh, it's all over. My life won't start again. Da, 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 da. You don't see the positive aspect of the change, that it can be something better, that tomorrow can be better than today.
Wow.
Definitely, definitely.
I like the suicide inference that you brought up, because when we see the depiction, it is two people, or the Rider-Waite depiction, it is two people actually falling from the tower. So it does look very suicidal and very death enticing. So that was this very good point.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I think that's, you know, all for tonight. We'll continue next week with the rest or whatever, you know. Is there anything else you guys would like to say before we close the show?
Definitely check out our archives. We've worked very hard to put these together. We hope you appreciate them. Hope you are learning from them. Give us some love on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Let us know. Let us know if you'd like to be a guest. And check out our Wednesday and Saturday show next week. And that's all I have to say.
Yes, yes. Rowan, nothing else?
I just want to say, you know, light and blessings to everybody listening. I hope y'all are going through a good time. And just, you know, remember that not all change is bad. Embrace new beginnings, because they're coming.
Definitely, definitely. All right, you guys. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for listening tonight to our show. And we will see you all next week. So I am your host, Tarouk Bashal, accompanied by Rowan Nix and Alina Odette. And
bye.
We wish you
night.
All a good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm.